have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. Jay, you and I are in the same room for the third straight podcast.
I know. I don't know why you keep bringing it up. I don't know what to do.
It's just fun. We're having fun. We're in the same room. And we have...
That's my favorite moments. Like when it's... When we are recording each other and we just like don't know what to say next and it's just the silence and I just want to like see how long our listeners will stay on.
What's funny is like our interactions, because we're usually face to face via Zoom, are almost more awkward face to face, like physically in the room, than they are on Zoom. Like we're able to kind of interact somewhat differently on Zoom. Anyways,
#online pastors.
You don't know what to do with this face-to-face scenario.
Yes.
So our listeners heard a new voice in the background. Let's introduce her. Holly is with us. Holly Tate. I want to call you Holly Hall sometimes because I've met you as Holly Hall. So Holly Tate is with us from Vanderblumen Search Group. Holly, will you share a little bit of who you are and what you do?
I was just continuing your.
I was like, we don't edit this podcast.
I wanted to see how big your eyes would get.
I did not want to say a stroke joke.
We're like online pastors, like homeschool kids.
Yeah.
And so we don't know what to do with
that. That is not, I am everything, but okay.
Jay, you're totally
no,
a homeschool
that's
pastor.
That's not true. That's not true.
Yes.
I'm not the homeschool karate kid. So it's like,
I see your boys wearing the same outfits and doing.
Okay, now I'm going to punch you.
Maybe they go to university school.
Yeah, that's what my kids go to university model. Anyways,
yeah.
It's homeschool. So,
anyway,
we have a women's search group. Well, we were going to have Holly on this podcast, but instead...
You're talking about homeschooling.
Yeah. So, Holly.
I'm Holly Tate. I was not a homeschooler. And, so I work with Vanderblumen Search Group, and we help churches and ministries build great teams.
Yeah.
So, we do that in a lot of ways, but primarily by helping them find their staff.
Okay. Sweet. And what's your role?
So my title is Director of Business Development, which essentially just means kind of overseeing our content, branding, and kind of new initiatives that we work on.
Okay. And can you talk about what that looks like? What do you do when it comes to content, new initiatives? I've seen some webinars, blog posts. What does that encompass?
Yeah. So we are always kind of testing out new things, but the primary driver of content for us is our blog. If you go to vanderblumen.com/blog, you'll see a ton of different contributors to our blog.
Yep.
And everybody on there is a member of our staff.
Yes.
And so that's something that we are super passionate about, whether you're an executive assistant with us or you are William Vanderblumen, our CEO.
Yep.
Every single person on our team is contributing to our blog, which is all about helping churches build their teams.
Yep.
So that's the primary driver of content for us. And then we also, webinars lately in the past year or so have been, a big hit for us.
Yeah.
As well as downloads like ebooks. We do usually one, every other month or so. And then William writes some books and so I get to help him with that, help resource the church.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
What
podcast.
Oh, and a podcast. Yes, you have a podcast.
Yes.
You're not allowed to talk about your podcast on this podcast. That's none of
them. Even though you talked about our podcast.
I know. I don't know why.
That's right. I gave you guys some love.
I'm greedy.
We greatly appreciate it.
No, with the webinar, what software, what platform do you use to host the webinars?
GoToWebinar.
GoToWebinar.
Okay. And it's not perfect, but it's the best thing that we found from the user's experience. Mm. So
very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. So we talked about the podcast, we talked about the webinars. But we've used the term or talked about the term inbound marketing. I've heard you say that a lot. Explain what that word is. And to our church listeners, we are going to talk about church.
Yeah.
And so what that means for the church, but we're going to talk about maybe in the business context or generally speaking first. So what is inbound marketing as a term?
Yeah. So inbound marketing is basically allowing people to find you online.
Okay.
So I don't know what the exact statistic is these days, but something like the buyer, or in this case, the seeker in a church setting, is 90% educated about the decision they're going to make before they even come to you.
Yep.
And so we need to be available, whether we're a business or a nonprofit or a church, so that when people are looking for answers, we're there to help them find the solution to that answer. So, so with inbound, building content to meet people's needs so that they can find you online.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
So for a church, you say you were a church marketer.
Yeah.
Or you worked in church staff and you were to use inbound marketing. What would that look like? Or what does that look like in your mind?
Yeah. So one of the funniest things is whenever I talk to churches about this, they say, another thing to do.
Yeah.
We can't create that much content. And my answer is churches are the biggest content creators that exist.
Yep.
I mean, Sunday comes every week.
Yep.
So every week there is some sort of content being produced or created at your church, whether it is a simple Bible study. If you're a small church plant, that might look like 50 people gathering on a Sunday morning.
Yes.
Or if you're Life Church, that TV, or sorry, oops, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Oops. You have multiple services going on across the world. So churches are creating content already on topics that are super relevant to people in your community. If you're not, we should probably have that conversation. But assuming that you're creating content that is super relevant to the community that you're in, and you're only allowing that to be heard in a sanctuary on Sunday morning, you are missing a huge opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. So your goal is to create content that helps people find you on the internet. Is that the whole goal, or talk about funnel process? How does this really, do you want to take them to your website? Do you want to follow you on social media? What's the goal?
Yeah, so that's a great question, because we always, and Jay, you're so good at reminding people about this. Whenever I've heard you speak, you always say, start with the end in mind. Mm-hmm. And so, so for a church, you know, that's building disciple, making disciples.
Yes.
That is the end goal, but from the time that someone is just a seeker in our community to the time that happens, that could be a long time. And so there's a lot of little baby steps that have to happen.
Yeah.
And so that's what we refer to as a funnel. Basically, a funnel is just sometimes it's 2 and sometimes it's 100 baby steps that have to happen from the very beginning to the very end of that person achieving that goal.
Okay.
So the reason why I really love this conversation is the idea that a lot of churches sometimes, I wouldn't say sometimes, a lot of times, I mean, if we can get somebody baptized, then we're like, oh yeah, then like we have a lot of stuff figured out. And we say, you know, we hand them a Bible, you know, it's like, here's an ESV, and give it to them and open up to John and just say, start reading.
Yeah.
And then show up every week. And then like, so that stuff is like there. Now there's probably some more stuff probably should be there, but it's like not figuring out that not everybody is ready to jump into the water, literally. Like you need to have some kind of steps in between. And so it's the whole principle. We've talked about this many times, this idea of come and see, come and die, that Jesus said, come and see to his disciples, gave them 3 years to show them who he was. And even after 3 years, still didn't get it, still scattered. And then finally they got it and eventually came to this come and die. And so with our people that we're reaching, it's not just, hey, Jesus is God and we start listing out all the, hey, the verses where they don't even know, they're not even at a point where they understand why the Bible is important.
Yeah.
They think it's maybe myth or lure or whatever. And so I love the inbound marketing, which is just a way to say, to slowly get people in where they're comfortable. So I think if you're a church and you're listening to this and you're hearing some marketing words, you know, you're like, oh, that's for business. No, no, no. It's a way to strategically allow somebody to start, their heart starts getting softened.
Yeah.
And then obviously you're praying for the Holy Spirit to come along in this process.
Yeah.
And just grab a hold.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the thing about inbound is it's all about building trust. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
And so if I'm, you know, on a church staff, one of the biggest challenges is building trust because people have all of these preconceived ideas about what church is or what your church is because of ways they've been hurt or had an experience in the past. And so if you can help build trust by providing relevant, excellent content that speaks directly to what they're struggling with in their life, whether that's, you know, podcasting the pastor's sermons or having a blog where your staff is writing about real things that are happening in your community, real struggles that people are facing. That can look like a lot of different things, but it's just a way to build trust before somebody takes the huge step of faith of walking through your doors on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
That's a huge ask.
Yeah.
To just, hey, you want to come to church?
Right.
That's a big deal. But if I have a friend, my neighbor, I know she's struggling with divorce. And if I can send her a link to a podcast that my pastor talked about last week or an article that somebody at my church wrote about, you know, their own story, that helps build trust in my neighbor's mind.
Yeah.
So
that's huge. That's huge. I think the opportunities with the internet today are just unlike any other time in history when it comes to evangelism and personal friend-to-friend evangelism.
Yeah.
So we've got Big Brother with us in this podcast. Daniel.
Oh, yeah, we forgot.
Is here. Daniel is in the corner. But Daniel is the most creative person I think I've ever met.
Oh, my goodness.
So what we're talking about here is as churches are content creators, I think we just can't think outside of a box when it comes to content. What comes to your mind when it comes to content creation that churches might be missing out on or haven't even thought of?
Well, as you just listening, as you guys are talking, I'm thinking about how the church, for as long as it's existed, has existed to meet needs.
Yeah.
So my mind goes, where can I meet the needs that are out there?
Yeah.
And creating content on top of all the content that's already created that you mentioned, Holly. How can I, as a church, even in a digital way, meet the needs? So providing, this is off the top of my head, but, creating, top 10 things to do with your kids on a rainy day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And those things, even though that does not feel like the most ultra churchy thing, that is the beginning of the softening heart that you talked about, showing that, it matters that the parents engage with their kids. Top 5 things to do instead of X, this thing, this hot topic that maybe is a, you know, something to avoid or, you know, there's all sorts of ways to, how can we be the place that we provide enough? So in the marketing world, it's providing value.
Yep.
I think church world, it could be maybe, communicate as meeting needs. How can we do those things, create value for these people, meet needs to where they know that they can, it builds that trust.
Yeah.
And if the church isn't doing that, you know, who is doing that? Everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what these are the tools and the methods that marketers are using.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think if the church isn't using similar methods, meeting very human needs.
Yeah.
It's not a super creative answer. Maybe you're looking
for, it's good. I think it's so good. Jim, how you got thoughts?
Yeah. So somebody that did a great job of this was actually Mark Driscoll at Mars Hill.
I was just thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah. And he was training. I mean, I think I'm pretty sure I could. Mark, if you're listening, please forgive me if I get this wrong. But
if you're listening, please let me know. That would be awesome. I met you once. You were very kind to me.
He's a podcaster now.
Yeah.
But oh gosh, I totally lost my train.
So Mark Driscoll was doing a great job.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that he maybe has a marketing degree or something. I think, but he is. I remember when this was a few years ago, like maybe 3 years ago or something, when the marijuana thing was a huge deal in Washington.
Yeah.
He wrote an ebook about the marijuana debate. Yeah. Like, that is perfect. Awesome. Like, yep. That is such a great way.
Yeah.
And not that, I mean, that was also political, and I totally understand. Yeah. I don't even know where I stand on, you know, how pastors should engage with political stuff. But the way that he did it, it was just really well done.
Yes.
And it was a downloadable piece of content. It wasn't a sermon. Yeah. It was, I just remember reading it and just... It was thought-provoking, and it was like, wow.
I've totally read that. And and the other one was, he did something with music. He did something with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And he did his, like, he pretty much took a classical, like, culture book for Christians, Jesus and the Culture by Niebuhr or something. And he, like, just said, he summarized it. And he said, reject, receive, redeem culture. And he presented these models. But, yeah, I totally hadn't thought about it that way, how he was engaging directly with his audience. I was thinking about this within a church context. At least I'll be honest with some conversations we've been having with Saddleback and online, where we struggle with this idea that we have 52 weeks, and we say this all the time on the show for those who listen regularly, this idea that 52 weeks a year, we act like it's the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always like, this is the most important thing. This is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Listen to these 6 weeks. Hey, by the way, this next week is the most important thing. And it's kind of like we drain our people because we're always like revving up, revving down for the most part. And we talked about, like, we had this series a couple months ago, Daring Faith. It was a great series, spiritual depth. It was really good, but it was really for more of a core audience. And so what happened was that our numbers dipped a little. And it's because there wasn't this evangelistic, you know, deal. We do a giving campaign every 3 to 4 years at Saddleback. And this is one of those seasons where I really struggled with the idea that we only had had one funnel really for people to be invited to church. And for those 10 weeks or whatever it was, we didn't have that funnel. And I kept on wrestling with, I wish we had these funnels.
Mm-hmm.
And I say funnels, I wish we had these landing pages where it's like, cause there's certain messages in every church there's, you know, your teachers can't always be on. There's always going to be weeks that, like, they're not going to be the greatest, but there's going to be a bunch of weeks that stand out to you.
Yep.
And I think about, there's a message that Rick did, about the 5 cards that you're dealt in life. And it was a message that he actually gave on Oprah, and it's just had this really cool impact. And I was thinking, I wish that was like the first message everybody saw when it was their first time experiencing our church.
Yep.
Because that, like, I'm not just being honest, like, that's when he was like on his game.
Mm-hmm.
It was like had demonstrations, visuals. Like, I wish that was it. But sometimes, most of the time, they're having to land into something that I can't really control. So I think about this in a church context, especially if you're doing online stuff, like, what if you had a whole funnel and you could target like a persona of like a young married, and you have like a message on marriage, and then like you take messages and you can have, instead of always pushing them to the live, especially when they're landing into any moment in the service, if you're running an ad, you know, like, so anyways, that's where my brain is fine. I don't know where you're.
So, and I've got a question. I want you to help us process through something.
Okay.
I want to highlight though, our friend, well, first I want to highlight Justin Dean and Corin Bauer from Martsville,
mm-hmm.
who crushed it. And so Mark had smart people
definitely
behind him.
Hi, Justin and Corin.
Our friend Rick Smith at Watermark Church does a great job with his 5 minutes, Real Truth, Real Quick.
Mm-hmm. I love, that's actually Watermark's where me and my husband met. So,
oh, really? Very good. That's very good. So they're doing a great job with content marketing.
Yeah.
So they're a good model for this. Let's look at a regular church,
mm-hmm.
And let's say marriage is the theme,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to do a marriage series. They're trying to reach married couples in their community. What would be a campaign they could do to reach married couples through inbound marketing?
On the spot, huh?
On the spot. and thinking too, because I think what a lot of churches say is, oh, it'd be awesome if we had 20 marketing people like Saddleback, or if
mm-hmm.
we had, you know,
mm-hmm.
we don't have a marketing team. We have an executive pastor that's also the janitor, who's also you know, youth pastor. So what's something simple they could do to create content that could funnel people into their weekend mm-hmm. worship experiences, which funnel them into their church community?
Yeah. So first of all, I do think there needs to be someone on staff. It doesn't have to be their sole job, but that they are saying, okay, I am responsible for project managing this campaign.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. I found that no matter what, and this goes for anything, regardless of what, whether it's marketing or something else, but if someone is not owning it, it's going to, it's just going to fall apart.
Yeah.
So figure out on your team who's going to own that.
Yep.
And then what I would do is get our whole team together. This is, Tim Sanders, who just wrote a book called Deal Storming. His whole idea is the power of team brainstorming.
Yeah.
And figure out what are the specific pain points that our community is facing regarding marriage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you, as if the pastor has the next 6 weeks are going to be these super broad topics that every other church in America has already taught on, completely scratch it. Because I can Google that and in 5 seconds I can find a sermon meeting, you know, a super broad need.
Yeah.
So what are the really, and there's so much data out there.
Yeah.
What, you know, what's the divorce rate in your community? Mm-hmm. Why? Yeah. What are you finding that those things are? And then, brainstorm content that directly speaks to that, you know, why, the divorce rate in Atlanta, Georgia is at, you know, whatever percent or whatever that might be.
Yeah.
And then what I do with our team is every week I make myself available to do a blog brainstorming.
Okay.
And so we make it, we gamify it. So we make it a game because everybody loves games.
Nice.
So we put 5 minutes on the clock after we've identified our pain point and who we're talking to.
Yeah.
And 5 minutes we have whoever came that week. It's usually about six or so people that week.
Yeah.
And we just brainstorm as many points that we can get out in 5 minutes. Actually, I think I usually do 3 minutes. The shorter the time, the more ideas you get, usually.
Yeah.
That's what I found.
Yeah.
And you'll be amazed at how many blog posts or how many ideas you can get from just a 3 to 5 minute brainstorm. So, yeah, that's probably what I would do.
Okay. So, I'm gonna keep prying a little bit
okay.
here. So thinking through a church, and they're probably going to target a 30-year-old mom with 2 kids and a husband who feels like she's overwhelmed. You know, they're not having sex anymore, whatever the tensions are, they don't have enough money, their marriage is stressed.
You can't
and
say
so,
sex. On
I'm sorry.
This.
I'm That's, sorry.
We're going to get tagged. Explicit. Okay. I just got blocked.
So,
can you imagine school, in the religion and spirituality category, explicit on there?
Yeah.
We can get that. That's what we
kind of seems like might get me fired, but that would be awesome.
You want to get fired?
No, it's not. Okay.
We're going to clip this little part out. Okay.
So
we've got like a target.
Yeah.
But here's what churches will probably want to know. And they could do any one of the three. It's, you said blog post.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said ebook and or video or something that they could send out.
Yeah.
What if you were to pick one and just church, what would they do and how would they release it and how would it funnel it?
So that's tough because I think one of the misconceptions is that inbound marketing can happen overnight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been at Vanderblumen for 4 years, and when I started, we didn't even have a company Twitter account, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's definitely not something that can just happen overnight.
Yeah.
But if I was running a campaign and I did not already have a blog, then I would probably experiment with the ebook.
Okay.
Because of how targeted you could get on Facebook.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Once you have what you called your target audience, you know, another word for that would be persona.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's an ebook, that you can provide, or maybe it's a video, it depends. They all work together, but, how targeted you can get on Facebook, I would probably do that if I didn't already have a blog, but I do think every church should have a blog.
Very good. Very good. I love it. Any other thoughts, Jay?
No, I think, I really wish for those who have been listening that you could just really pause and take this in, because I think for a lot of people on staff at a church, and, or if, even if you're a volunteer and you're listening to this, and I get it, you're doing a lot, you know, I'm on staff at a large church, but I grew up at a small church. And so it's the whirlwind of life, and it's the easiest thing to just keep on doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I've found this over and over again, like, when I change up something and just it works, I'm like, why didn't I do that like forever ago?
Yeah.
But like, you gotta try something and remember, think, and ultimately think through about how many people in your community that don't know Jesus, and you keep on doing the same thing. And a lot of times it's just looking at and this isn't always the best rule of thumb. This isn't always true of why your church isn't growing, but just how many new people are coming into your doors every week?
Yeah.
Is that ultimately, at the end of the day, the last thing, the only thing you won't be able to do in heaven is evangelism, really, yeah. Like in the sense of, like, so we got to do whatever we can to get people in. Now, it doesn't mean you compromise.
Yeah.
You're going to make the commitment a little bit down the funnel. And so again, more and more people don't know what we believe. And I really do feel that, you know, by the time my kids are older, I mean, I think Christianity is going to be more in this fog, and it's going to be more of this, like, we're going to be almost painted more and more of like this cult, almost like fringe group, because the more TV shows represent Jesus in certain ways and say, like, people just don't know what we really believe anymore, because mm-hmm. we got liberals, we got fundamentalists, and is anybody in between? And so yeah. stuff like this
yeah.
is the way you get to people directly. And yeah. it's the way you just don't throw money at it, like broad, you get targeted
yeah.
and
yeah.
you look at it. So I would just say,
yeah.
pay attention, check yeah. it out. Some of these words you're hearing, inbound marketing personas, you should be Googling like the heck out of those things. Yeah. So,
I think what I love about it is we should be building trust. And I think that's what the church has had to do for generations.
Mm-hmm.
We build trust with our communities. In the internet, we can now lose trust immediately.
Yeah.
With one bad review on Google or somewhere else where our church has a bad reputation in the community. And so I think if we can build trust in really creative ways, I think about our online church pastor community that we have. And so many of our ads we run, we just basically say, click this ad and join us at online church. And that's a big jump. But, mm-hmm. but you know, your colleague Ephraim really changed my thought a couple of years ago when it was really like, oh, click this ad and go to this page to watch this video, to go yeah. to this other page to get this email. And then it's kind of like, we're going to build trust. And then, oh, by the way, we have this online church you can attend and get connected into. And building that relationship steadily rather than just saying, you know, I think about a physical church of click this ad and come to our service. You know, that's a big jump. But if you can click this ad to read this ebook, you know, find out that they're doing a series, you know, about something that's really relevant to you, really, really significant. So I think we can do some creative ways. But that's one suggestion, one idea. Holly, do you have any other thoughts you'd want to share?
My last thing is, once you can just get a basic system of this set up, you can repeat it over and over again in every part yeah. of the ministry. So, okay, once you've got them in your door, then you can do an inbound marketing, you know, strategy to get them to join a small group.
Yes.
And then you can do an inbound marketing strategy to get them to volunteer. And you can just repeat it over and over again. Once you have that basic, what we call a funnel
yeah.
set up, you can just keep making funnels for every
yeah.
part
yeah.
of
yeah.
That journey of somebody walking in your doors to becoming, you know, a leader at your church. So
yeah, it's great.
This has been fun. Thank you so
yeah.
much.
Yeah. So provide value and build trust. Holly, thanks for joining us and your insights. Thanks, everybody, for listening. If you want to join the conversation online, #SMCPodcast. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the #SMCPodcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.